Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. This is Carnita Smith with Mission from the Heart Radio and with my special co-host, Minister Harold Copeland. And we are going to continue in the beautiful series, The Commitment. We're in part three of this series today. And our worship entails offering our bodies as a living sacrifice that's also known as commitment. Offering our bodies as a living sacrifice. Our worship is what we do through our body, present it to God as a living sacrifice, committed to Him, which means dedication of the total person to living for God's honor. This is what we are about. Believers are to be different from a non-believer world, or should I say society, and we've seen some things that are not right in this world. We should experience a progression, a progressive transformation. What does transformation mean? Well, in the Greek meaning of transformation is metamorphosis. You may be familiar with that too, a butterfly, beautiful butterfly. We are to have a progressive transformation, my brothers and sisters, of life by the renewing of our mind. It starts in the mind. The mind is changed by prayer, by reading and reflecting on God's word, and by meditating on God's acts as the Holy Spirit works in and through us. So this is the believer's way, the believer's life. This is what the Lord wants us to do, is to use our bodies as a living sacrifice in worship to Him, that our minds would be transformed, renewed, that we could metamorph into holy living, different, set apart from the world, that our words and our speech and our joy and our life becomes a ministry to others in this world. So this is our commitment, and Minister Copeland and I are going to continue in walking through the book of Romans in chapter 12. So we encourage you to just get your Bible and your paper ready and pencils ready so that you can make some notes and take rich nuggets from this series, The Commitment, as we continue. So let's be ready in heart, in mind, that you will also be ready to move, to go, and tell the world about a Jesus who loves them. Minister Copeland, we will continue to walk through the pages. Brother Copeland?
Rejoice evermore. Pray without ceasing. In all things, give thanks. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Hello again, everybody, my brothers and my sisters. I welcome you in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. May God continue to richly bless you. As you know, I am Brother Harold Copeland, and along with our host, Minister Carnita Smith, we are in studio today proclamating the oracles of our Lord and our God, releasing the truth of the gospel of Jesus Christ into the atmosphere. And we always like to welcome everyone to Mission from the Heart Radio. And we always want you to know that it's an honor and a privilege to come together in fellowship with you concerning the truth of the Word of God. We want you to know that we love you. We appreciate you. And we always thank God for your life. But most importantly, God loves you. God has a great plan for your life. And every time you open your heart and receive the seed of the Word of God into your heart, God is downloading revelation knowledge of the Holy Spirit into your heart. And these truths, these spiritual realities and spiritual truth, will take you to your divine destiny. And you too shall fulfill God's plan and will concerning your life. In Jesus' name. As was said earlier, we are on the commitment series. And I think that this is the greatest word that God has for us in this hour. First of all, it starts out as a individual word to our individual heart and mind. And once we receive it individually and begin to seek God with all of our hearts and our mind, it would take us into a corporate setting. We come together with the local body of Christ, our local place of fellowship, and we begin to unite with the other believers and begin to be that body of believers that work in unity that God has placed together for such a time as this. I'm so excited today, and we're going to go ahead and just dive right into this wonderful teaching. And as you know, we always like to start out with our launch pad scripture. And our launch pad scripture will come out of the book of Romans, chapter 12, verses 1 and 2.
Praise the Lord. Romans 12, verses 1 and 2. And I'm going to read this in the Amplified Translation today. Therefore, I urge you, brothers and sisters, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies, dedicating all of yourselves set apart as a living sacrifice, holy and well-pleasing to God, which is your rational, logical, intelligent act of worship. Verse 2, and do not be conformed to this world any longer with its superficial values and customs, but be transformed and progressively changed as you mature spiritually by the renewing of your mind, focusing on godly values and ethical attitudes, so that you may prove for yourselves what the will of God is, that which is good and acceptable and perfect in his plan and purpose for you. Now, that's Romans 12, verses 1 and 2 in the Amplified Translation.
Very powerful translation of that scripture. The Amplified version really teaches what Paul means when he releases it in the King James Version. That's a very powerful. If you have that version, I pray that you meditate on that and allow Holy Spirit to reveal those rich nuggets, those rich spiritual truths and spiritual realities into your heart, your mind, and your soul. That metamorphosis that was spoken of earlier, the beautiful butterfly in you began to come out of the caterpillar and that what you was in your yesterdays. And we thank God that today is a new day, full of his brightness, his goodness, and his promises. And we want to start out with a nugget. And the nugget that we will release is qualified by the scripture, by the lunch prayer scripture, Romans 12:1-2. And the nugget is Jesus died for us to get all hearts and minds in unison to that nugget. I'm going to start out by asking a question. And this is not a rhetorical question. If you remember from the last teaching, we talked about the rhetorical question. And the definition of the rhetorical question is it's a question that doesn't require an answer. But that question requires one to quietly ponder in their hearts and in their minds how they relate within themselves to that particular question. Now, I was going to ask this as a rhetorical question, but then God gave me scripture by the Holy Spirit. And the scripture was, we deny God, Jesus, before man, then Jesus will have to deny us for the Father. So this question I can't ask as a rhetorical question, because I want you to get the opportunity to acknowledge the Father, Jesus, the Christ, in the presence of man. And it's a simple question, is how many of you in studio, of you listening to the broadcast, really believe in your heart that Jesus Christ died for you? A show of hands. I'll raise my hand first. I believe. I see that hand over there. Yes. I see a hand over there. Yes. There goes two hands back there. Well, at this time, every hand in the studio is raised, so I can stand on my nugget that Jesus died for us. Because all of us in the studio have a hand raised, and that means that we believe. Now, the second part of the nugget, and I'm sure there's people in radio land that I can't see, but God sees you, and I know your hands are raised. And the second part of that nugget is, the least we can do is to live for him. Let's put it all together. Jesus died for us. We confess that. The least we can do is to live for him. And again, I qualify that with our lunch pass scripture, Romans 12:1-2. Now, Paul is writing this epistle, and we understand, to the church in Rome. And we emphasize not the world, not the unsaved people, but to the church in Rome. Now, Paul is also writing this epistle to the body of believers in the world. So Paul is writing this epistle to the church in Rome, to the body of believers, and to you and I. And the statement is, because they're already saved, Paul is, we're already saved, and if you're not, today is the greatest day of your life because you will get the opportunity. But we're already saved. So the statement is, it is possible to commit our lives to the Lord for the purpose of receiving his great gift of salvation. Yes, we're already saved. We have received this great gift of salvation. But we can also, we can have this salvation and not be yielded to the Lord in our daily lives. In Romans 12, 1 and 2 is still qualifying what I'm saying. That's why he's pleading and encouraging and highly encouraging the church, the body of believers today, you and I, to do these things. So in other words, we can be saved, but not commit our lives to God. I said we can be saved and not be committed to the Lord. And saved means we are going to heaven. We can be on our way to heaven, but not be committed to the Lord in our daily life. Some theologians and some pastors, what they call it is Christians who receive, they liken unto fire insurance. And what they say, you get the fire insurance, that's the salvation. The fire insurance, guaranteed. When I die, I won't go to hell. But I chose to live a life of hell here on earth, because I'm living according to my own will. Now, it is only when we make the total sacrifice, as Minister Smith was saying in her introduction, very anointed, I say, oh God, she's teaching the message. She need to go on and release it. But a total sacrifice of our everyday life, that we begin to see God's perfect will manifest through our lives. Another question, and it's not a rhetorical question. If you choose to answer it, answer it. If you don't want to answer it, you don't have to answer it. We still love you with the love of the Lord. How many of us, because I'm included too, truly want to see God's perfect will manifest through our lives? Let me ask you one more time. How many of us, including me, truly want to see God's perfect will manifest in our lives? I'll raise my hand. There we go again in the studio. I see you. 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 Yes, 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 yes. We got it again. 100%. I even see Minister Smith's hand in there, 100%. And those that are in radio land, God sees you. God sees you. He know your heart of commitment that you have for him. And since we are all in agreement with this, let's go back to the disclaimer. In other words, the requirement. The requirement is, it is only when we make the total sacrifice of our everyday life that we begin to see God's perfect will manifest through our lives. Total sacrifice of our everyday life. That's the requirement. It doesn't happen any other way. And that's why Paul is pleading, highly encouraging, begging, please. And that's why we in Mission from the Heart is pleading to the people of God. I'm included. And Minister Smith is included also. Now, as we keep reading, we see that Paul uses the mercies. Somebody say mercies. Paul uses the mercies of God to encourage the Romans, the body of Christ today, you and I, to give ourselves totally to God. Because of God's mercies. Now, most preachers today, they use the wrath of God. And our beloved Paul is using the mercies of God. And we in Mission from the Heart, we agree with our brother Paul in the Word of God, and we are using the mercy of God. Because we agree with Scripture. And Scripture says we can drive more people to God with his goodness, somebody say goodness, rather than his wrath. Let me say that again. We can drive more people to God with his goodness rather than his wrath. Now, let's look at a couple of scriptures that reveal the goodness of God. Let's start out with the same book, the book of Romans. And let's go to chapter 3, the book of Romans, chapter 3. And what we want to read is, we want to start with verse 21. And read all the way through verse 26.
Romans 3, 21 through 26. Read this way, and I'm going to read this in the New King James translation. But now the righteousness of God, apart from the law, is revealed, being witnessed by the law and the prophets. Even the righteousness of God through faith in Jesus Christ to all and all who believe. For there is no difference, for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God, being justified freely by his grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus. 25, whom God set forth as a propitiation by his blood through faith to demonstrate his righteousness, because in his forbearance God had passed over the sins that were previously committed to demonstrate at the present time his righteousness, that he might be just and the justifier of the one who has faith in Jesus.
That passage is just full of the goodness of God. And we can drive more people to God with his goodness than his wrath. Please write that scripture down, Romans 3, starting with verse 21 through 26, and meditate on that in your quiet hour with the Lord. Let's go to another scripture that also reveals the goodness of the Lord. And that will come out of the book of Psalms. The book of Psalms. And we will look at chapter 36. And we will read from beginning with verse 5 through verse 12.
Psalms 36. And starting in verse 5. Your mercy, O Lord, is in the heavens. Your faithfulness reaches to the clouds. Your righteousness is like the giant mountains. Your judgments are a great deep. O Lord, you preserve man and beast. How precious is your loving kindness, O God. The children of men put their trust under the shadow of your wings. They are abundantly satisfied with the fullness of your house, and you give them drink from the river of your pleasures. For with you is the fountain of life. In your light, we see light. Oh, continue your loving kindness to those who know you, and your righteousness to the upright in heart. 11, let not the foot of pride come against me, and let not the hand of the wicked drive me away. There the workers of iniquity have fallen. They have been cast down and are not able to rise.
Amen. We can drive more people to God with his goodness. Psalm 36, verses 5 through 12, write that down and meditate on that. Scripture also in your quiet hour with the Lord. Now, let us nail this nugget home with the ultimate scripture. That is the goodness of God and not the wrath of God. Coming out of the book of Romans, chapter 2, verse 4.
Romans 2, now to him who works, let me get to the right chapter. I'm in that chapter 4. Let me get to Romans 2. Back it up. And it reads this way. Or do you despise the riches of his goodness, forbearance, and long-suffering, not knowing that the goodness of God leads you to repentance?
Amen. We serve a good God. I said we serve a good God. And the word repentance means that even when we get off track and we find ourselves in a place of doing something that do not line up with God's will, repentance means we can do a 180 with all of our hearts and our minds and our souls, that we can turn away from that and we can turn to God.
Minister Copeland, if you will, can I read this in the Amplified Translation? And this is Romans 2, verse 4.
Please do.
It reads this way, my brothers and sisters. Or do you have no regard for the wealth of his kindness and tolerance and patience in withholding his wrath? Are you actually unaware or ignorant of the fact that God's kindness leads you to repentance? That is, to change your inner self, your old way of thinking. Seek his purpose for your life. And that's Romans 2, verse 4 in the Amplified Translation. Minister Copeland?
Amen. That is powerful. Very powerful that I identified. And I like the word unaware and ignorant, because there were times in my life where I was unaware and I was ignorant about the love of God, about the goodness of God. And old cliche that I use, because it exemplifies the way my life was going, that I began to look for love, but I was looking in the wrong places. I began to look for goodness, but I was looking in the wrong places because I was ignorant. I just didn't know. I wasn't fortunate enough to be around the truth. And today, through these powerful scriptures that has been read, that has come forth through the power of the Holy Spirit, truth has come forth. And as Paul used the goodness of God to bring people into repentance and into the presence of God, by the Spirit of the Lord in this hour, that same goodness is just touching hearts of those. I told you this is the greatest day of your life for those who haven't made Jesus Christ their Lord and their Savior. Because the only one that can draw a heart to God is the Spirit of the Living God. And the Spirit of the Living God is hovering, but he's moving and touching hearts by the conviction of the word that has come forth in this hour. And the word is knocking on the doors of hearts. And it makes us sound like the voice of God. And God say, he that hear my voice and open up, I will come sup with them and they can sup with me. And even us who already receive, if we find ourselves in a place where we have done something that we know that do not line up with the will of God, and we receive the conviction of the Spirit of God, we can also turn away from that and turn our hearts and our minds back to the goodness of the Lord. And as the Spirit of the Lord and the power of salvation come forth, I will do my part and stop, drop, and pray, and let the woman of God, Minister Smith, come forth, who has been anointed in this hour by the hand of God to take us to Jesus by the way of the cross, and see what the Spirit has to say to our hearts and our minds and our soul. Minister Smith.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. This is a time in the broadcast, if you don't know by now, that we practice Christ to you, to those who may not know him in the pardoning of their sin. We are serious in this ministry. That's what God encourages us to do as his children, to extend him through our personal testimony of him, to extend him salvation, Christ, by the word of God, such as Mission from the Heart, broadcast, and other ministries across the world, to extend him in going into missionary areas in other countries to talk about and train and teach others the good news. And that's capital G-O-O-D, capital N-E-W-S, the good news. He is our good news. That's why we draw near to him. Through this ministry, mission from the heart, through church, sitting in the church pews, to be able to draw near to him through the word of God. And even in your personal study time, your meditation time, your reflection time, you are drawing in to him, closer and closer to him. This is the very nutrition that we need for our soul. Nutritional for us, spiritual nutrition. So we want to stop, drop, and pray right now. And we want you to get right with God. You may be saved, as Minister Copeland said. You may have accepted Jesus Christ in your life, but you're not committed. You have not committed your whole life, meaning your and your words and your deeds, your expressions on an outwardly way. You're not yielding the very person that lives within inside you, my brothers and sisters, in a godly way. This is why we want to continue to teach the word of God for a lifestyle to become natural. This is why we want to extend the word of God, talking about WORD, Jesus himself, as a life change to you, my brother, my sister, who may not have accepted him yet. So today is the day. Don't procrastinate. Don't second guess around to it. Or someday, I want to still live my life, and maybe when I get older, closer to death, then I'll give him my life willingly. No, get it done today. This is the day that he has made for you to accept him. So let's be serious about this. Let's come at the feet of Jesus with a whole heart, a heart change, a mind change, a surrendering soul, an extended hand to the heavens, a bowed knee, or even if you have to lay on your stomach, prostrate, if you will. Whatever position you so choose to get in, my brother, whatever position you so choose to get in, my sister, do it. That we surrender ourselves, our body, a living sacrifice, a commitment to our God, the Father, Yahweh, Jehovah God. So if you will, position yourself the best you can, in the most humbling way you know how. That's up to you. But keep in mind, my brother, my sister, do not come to the feet of Jesus with a half heart or a sometime heart or I might get it right heart with a doubting heart. Don't do that. You come with an humble heart, a childlike heart, a surrendering heart. This is how he wants us to come to him, a reverential heart. So let's pray. Lord Jesus, I confess to you right now with my mouth, I am yours. I confess to you right now with my mouth that Jesus is Lord of my life. I believe in my heart, God, that you raised him from the dead, that I will be saved. I believe, Lord, that you did this for me. Lord, now I come with hands surrendered, heart fresh and humble as I know how, saying, I messed up. I messed up so many times, Lord, that I thought I couldn't mess up again. But your love showed me that I need you. I said some things, Lord. I said so many things, Lord, to hurt people. And I'm tired of doing that, Lord. And in my thoughts, they carry me to places that I know I should not be. I shouldn't be entertaining thoughts of suicide, entertaining thoughts of prostitution, entertaining thoughts of adultery and lust. Lord, you set me free. Through your Son, Jesus, I am free indeed. And I commit my life to you. I surrender. I anchor myself in your love. You loved me first, Lord. Forgive me for not loving you back. Here I am, Lord. Here I am. Thank you for cleaning me up on the inside out. I would be able to live again, afresh, anew. Purify me, Lord. Shape me, mold me as I grow spiritually, that I would be your servant to use. In Jesus' holy and righteous name, I believe. Amen and amen. Praise God from whom all blessings flow. Praise him, all creatures here below. Praise him, Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord that you have accepted Christ as your Lord and Savior. I tell you, we are rejoicing right now in our soul to know that You have given your life to Christ. Hallelujah. And this is a joy. Now, we encourage you to seek out a Bible teaching church. This is a necessity for you to continue to grow and go in grace, meaning for you to be baptized by submersion of water. And when you get up, you have just let the world know that God is my Lord. He lives inside of me. And I know he loves me, and I love him. Hallelujah. And then seek out a small Bible study community or a Sunday school class that you would continue to grow and be discipled in grace. And always continue with Mission from the Heart Radio. These are just some necessities of life for our spiritual growth, that we would be urged in a family of faith, that we would grow continually, not become stagnant, not become complacent, but that we would be contented in who we know, where we are in life, and hanging on every promise according to his word, that we are bountiful in his grace and his mercy, and certainly eternally bountiful in his blessings. So praise the Lord, my brother and sister, who have accepted Christ as his Lord and Savior. Don't take it for granted. We need to go to work now that we are in the household of faith. Hallelujah. This is what Brother Harold and I continue to do through this broadcast, work in the vineyard. Now, I encourage you now that you've accepted Christ as your Lord and Savior. Jesus didn't have it easy. Don't think you're going to have it easy as well. But the commitment as a servant of Christ, this is Paul, as a commitment, a servant of Christ, we serve until we take our last breath. No cross, no crown. So my brothers and sisters, we are super excited that you have accepted Jesus as your Savior on this, and now we welcome you in the household of faith. Hallelujah. Minister Copeland.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Truly, this is an hour of rejoicing. Amen. According to the scripture, heaven is rejoicing. The angels are rejoicing. The heavenly host is rejoicing. God's heart is smiling. And we are rejoicing. We at Mission from the Heart Radio, because it's an honor and a privilege. Oh, how beautiful and magnificent when one is snatched by the word of God and the spirit of God out of the kingdom of darkness and translated supernaturally in the kingdom of God's dear Son, Jesus Christ. Washed in the blood of the Lamb, you've been washed from the inside out. You've been cleansed, you've been purged. Now your spirit has come alive. And you're no longer spiritually dead, but now you're spiritually connected, spirit to spirit, to God the Father. And all this takes place by the Spirit of the living God, who we call Holy Spirit. And the Word of God tells us by the Holy Spirit, we can cry out from our bellies, Abba, Father, Abba, Father, Abba, Father. And that translation in the English is, I got a father, I got a father, I got a father. God has become your heavenly Father. Jesus has become your Lord and your Savior. And he's also your big brother. And now, willpower means nothing to you because God has given you a greater power, and that's the power of his spirit, the spirit of his dear son. And the word of God says that that spirit is doing exceeding abundantly above all that you can ask or think, and it's according to the power that's working on the inside of you right now. Oh, yes, God's kingdom is manifested in you. The greatest miracle that you would ever see has just took place in your heart. And now it's working in your mind and your soul to get your mind and your soul to agree with a miracle, the finished work, because of the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ, you have been made alive and made whole. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, yes, God, we give you glory. And now, as Minister Smith said, it's ongoing. This commitment, amen, it's an everyday commitment. And just like you did it today, you did it. You confess with your mouth, you believe in your heart, our Jesus, and you ask him to come and live in your heart. Now, every day you have to reaffirm. You don't have to do it all over again, but just reaffirm what you already done today. Make the presentation of yourself unto God every day. Let it become a daily lifestyle. See, that's lined up with I'm committed every day to reaffirm the commitment that I made on Mission from the Heart Radio. And one thing, God will not do it for us. And we may wake up and say, God, do what you have to do to help me walk out your will, to help me serve you. That's not a proper prayer, because God has given us that free will, and he's given us the choice that we are willing to be committed, willing to do his will, willing to say, Lord, not my will, not my life, but your will be done in my life. We have to give our bodies to God as a living sacrifice daily. And that nugget been flowing by the Spirit through Minister Smith and through me and through the scriptures that we've been reading all day long. In a living sacrifice, we just want to drop this in here. It sounds like a contradiction, because in the Old Testament, all the sacrifices that God called, he killed them. And he brought their blood out as a payment for sin, as an offering unto him. And let's take just one look before we close at the Old Testament sacrifices. They wasn't living sacrifices like we are. They was dead. So we're going to the book of Exodus. And we will look at verse 29. And we shall begin reading at verse 10 through verse 14.
Exodus 29, verse 10 through 14. Then you shall bring the bull before the tent of meeting, and Aaron and his sons shall lay their hands on the bull's head. Then you shall kill the bull before the Lord by the doorway of the tent of meeting. And you shall take some of the blood of the bull, and with your finger put it on the horns of the altar of burnt offering, and you shall pour out the remainder of the blood at the base of the altar. You shall take all the fat that covers the intestines and the lobe of the liver and the two kidneys and the fat that is on them, and offer up in smoke on the altar. 14. But the meat of the bull, its hide, and the contents of its intestines, you shall burn in the fire outside the camp. It is a sin offering.
Amen. And those, the Old Testament sacrifices, they was killed, and now we're in the New Testament era, and God wants us to be a living sacrifice. And this living sacrifice is speaking on the fact that offering ourselves to God is not a one-time deal, and the Spirit been saying that throughout the teaching. We have to die to our own desires daily. There is a death. And we have to die to our own desires, to our own will, so that we can live according to God's plan, desires, God will, that we can live the new life that God has given us. It's an ongoing daily commitment. And that last statement, I'm going to solidify that with the scripture. And she's going to read the scripture, and she will close us out. That last scripture will come out of the book of Galatians, that the book of Galatians, commitment. The book of Galatians, chapter 2, reading verse 20. God bless you.
Galatians 2, starting in verse 20. And it reads this way, my brothers and sisters. I have been crucified with Christ. That is, in him I have shared his crucifixion. It is no longer I live, but Christ lives in me. The life I now live in the body, I live by faith, by adhering to, relying on, and completely trusting in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. Galatians 2, verse 20 in the Amplified Translation. Amen. So my brothers and sisters, these verses are food to ponder. These verses that Minister Copeland has shared and I have read, it's food for the soul, the very nutrition we need in order to stay stronger, be stronger, and keep our feet on a solid foundation, that we can continue to thrive in our walk, our journey as a believer in Christ Jesus. This word is the very food, as Scripture has illustrated for us. It's food. It's the living water for the soul. We have to keep eating and not starve. We starve the soul because it wants what it wants in the way that it wants it. That's that old nature that we had. And we still carry its cravings around. But our new nature, regenerated nature, our born again nature thrives and thirsts for the very word of God. Minister Copeland shared this with us on last broadcast concerning the plea of Paul. Minister Copeland indicated how the Bereans labored in the word of God. They labored day and night. They searched the scriptures day and night. Now, I encourage you, my brothers and sisters, to do the same. You may have a full-time job. You may have responsibilities that are going on throughout the day or the week or the month. But it would be to your best interest to labor in the Lord, whether it be sharing the gospel, whether it be testifying about your testimony, whether it be encouraging somebody who is lost, uncertain, or unsure, or whether it be someone who just does not know who God is in the reverential way, in the intimate way that you know him. That new nature will have you to seek the scriptures, pursue the scriptures. Now, don't get it wrong. Now, that new nature is known as the Holy Spirit living inside of you. If you listened to the broadcast in the very beginning, you would have accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. Now, the Holy Spirit lives, resides, is Lord of your heart in you. So now it's come to a time to where you ponder, picture yourself where you are, and you pray scripture back to the Lord. It's a discipline. It's a work, but it's worth it. The Bereans did is what we are to do as brothers and sisters in Christ, to be strong believers, footed, anchored in the word of God. That no one or nothing can do, misguide you or make you waver from the left to the right.
This is what we do, my brothers and sisters in Christ. Study the scriptures to show thyself approved unto God. So it is now the time that we close this particular broadcast series, The Commitment, and we will continue, Lord willing, Minister Copeland and I. So always remember that the grass wither and the flowers fadeth away. Hallelujah. The seasons come and the seasons go, but the word of God, hallelujah, will remain forever and ever. How do I know this? Because it's in your heart. The word of God is in your heart. How do I know this? Because he said it is so. And if he said it, I believe it. I believe that he lives on the inside of you and myself and Minister Copeland. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. This is the promise, my brothers and sisters, we have. So rich, so gracious, and so for real. God bless you, and we will be here again together on Mission from the Heart.